We did. We did walk around there. But before we go on, I need to share what the Bible says about hell. If you turn to Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, or just listen to how I read it. I'm reading from the New King James. Revelation 20, verse 14 says this about hell. It says, "Death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire, that is the second death." Many have confused this with the hell that currently exists, because there is a hell that currently exists. Most people confuse the hell that exists with the lake of fire. But how many can see that the existing hell is to be tossed into a lake of fire at a future date and time? The Bible says it right there in front of you. There is a current hell, and Jesus offers description of this hell in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31 about rich man and Lazarus. He goes on and tells that it's a hot, dry place. It's where a person is alone in their torments. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, Jesus describes hell as a hot, dry place, and I can verify that it is hot and dry. It's a hot, dry place where evil spirits roam about. You can read it for yourself. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 says something interesting. Jesus warns that broad is the way that leads to destruction. I find it interesting. Maybe the road that I saw was that. I don't know. Only God knows. Now, if you turn to Ezekiel, Ezekiel gives the best description of the existing hell that I know that's in the Bible. If you look at verses, Ezekiel chapter 32, verses 17 through 32, I just want to look at part of verse 33. Of verse 23, it says, "Hell, her graves are set in the recesses of the pit, and her company is all around her grave." What does that mean? What Ezekiel chapter 32, verses 17 through 32 is describing, hell is described as a large ceremonial burial pit where the head ruler is entombed in the middle of this pit and all his followers are placed in the recesses, meaning literally small burial chambers, cube-like, placed in the surrounding walls that encircle a ruler. The followers are laying inside these cubes on some type of bed where they receive recompense in a nightmarish fashion, reaping what they have sown in increasing degrees. This is what I saw. The memories are so fresh in my mind after all these years. Is there fire and brimstone in hell where I saw it? Yes, there is. Is there fire? Oh, yes. Hell is a very big place. I only saw a small part. But I saw so much that I wish to forget, but I can't. You see, hell is not like as the movies portray. It lines up with the Old Testament description. This hell, this death, is going to be at a future date and time, or will be tossed into a lake of fire, as Revelation 20, verse 14 states. And confusion resides over what hell is like. Please look into your Bibles to find out more, and not on what the TV hype says. As that creature and I walk back to the cubes, I notice that on each level of the spiral road, the stacks of cubes likewise followed. Inside these cubes were people trapped in living bad dreams and nightmares that reminded them how they forsook God and squandered away their lives. The Bible also describes degrees of punishment in hell a person faces, so no two are alike. Some wake up in instant torments, and others slowly grow by degrees, based on what a person sows, that they will also reap. And you know what? That creature and I walked back to the cubes, and I began to look inside.